Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Getting Real with Bossy. We are your hosts, Kelly Bush.
And Kelly Metris.
And we are here to talk to you about what it really takes to be a business owner.
What it takes.
I feel like I'm going to turn it into, I'm going to write us a song. I think I'm going to write us a song one of these days.
Yes.
I was trying to write a book this year, but it just got to be too overwhelming, and I figured it's not really serving its purpose. So maybe a song. Maybe
there
that's in the cards for this year. Maybe that's a little bit more.
Start smaller.
More my speed. Yeah.
Maybe that's up your alley. Like, you're into, like, performance and theater and stuff.
Yeah. And someday, well, I've got two chapters done, so someday.
No, that's the problem. You need to combine the two ideas, and instead of doing a book or a song, you need to write a musical.
Oh, I do.
The Small Business Owner musical. Dude, that would go.
Nobody's going to go see that. Nobody is going to pay money for that.
It'll be off Broadway.
Yeah, it'll be so off Broadway, it's in my house. But yeah, I love it. It'll be in my backyard.
All right, new goals.
Yep, new goals. I love it. Come see my off Broadway show in my backyard.
Yes.
Right back there.
Perfect.
Next year.
We figured it out. That was your block.
Yeah, I'm unblocked.
Perfect.
Thank you. I'm good. I'm good to go.
I have writing my book still on my to-do list twice a week to write anything and just keep erasing it and feel guilty every time. But whatever, because I'm surviving and I'm excited that it is a new season. You know, it's like Stranger Things 5 is coming out.
It is?
Yeah.
When?
Thanksgiving. I don't know when this is airing. Thanksgiving.
All right. Okay,
they're actually good. Okay, so they're releasing all of the episodes on holidays.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of insane. But anyways, just like Stranger Things is starting their new season, right? Where it's the fall season. It's going into winter. You're changing out of your shorts and your tank tops and your sunscreen and getting into your very warm, cozy sweaters.
Mm-hmm. Knit hats. I'm ready for knit hats.
I was just going to say winter hats. Mm. Yes. Knit hat season. So I am embracing it. Embracing the change.
Mm-hmm. Cooler weather. I always get more productive when it's a little bit chillier.
Yes. It's hard to be productive when the sun's out.
Yeah. I just want to sit.
Yes.
And soak up that vitamin D.
Well, on a different note, we're going to interview someone today. That's why y'all are here. Yeah, so we're excited to share another business owner's story with you. And this one is super cool for us because we're going to talk about Facebook groups a little bit, in addition to the other amazing things she's got going on, including teaser, Amazon. So the importance of finding your group. So I hope you guys will take a listen and use this new season to find your group if you don't already have it. And if you have it, go see them. Talk to them.
Use them.
Definitely. Enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Getting Real with Bossy. Today we are thrilled to welcome Anissa Crespo, a visionary leader, mentor to mothers turned entrepreneurs, and co-founder of the Million Dollar Mom Society. And who would not want to belong to that, right? Anissa's mission is to empower moms to dream big, achieve bigger, and create lasting legacies, guiding them from possibility to prosperity. Through high-touch strategy, community building, and heart-led business models, she helps women scale their impact while staying aligned with their values. In this episode, we'll explore how Anissa has turned her passion into purpose, the importance of groups, and some really exciting things that she has coming up. So without further ado, welcome Anissa. How are you today?
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here and share with your audience. Thank you.
We're so happy to have you here, too.
Anissa, can you tell us about yourself a little bit and your business?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am, first and foremost, a mama of twins. I have a 5-year-old twins, a boy and a girl. And my husband and I, we're currently traveling all over the country. I'm in California at the moment, but we are originally from New Jersey. We live in Orlando and we travel quite a bit because of this business. Million Dollar Mom Society was co-founded by myself and my beautiful partner, Natasha, about 15 months ago. We've only been in business for about 15 months and we've scaled very rapidly. We started as a Facebook group with 200 women in it. And now a little over a year later, we have 16,000 women in that group in our community. And we started showing women how to grow and monetize Facebook groups. And then we scaled our offers from there. And now we have really shifted into strategy of visibility and showing women how to scale their businesses by getting visible through our books, our magazine. We have a podcast, we have our TV shows, and that's what we really help women do. So we have our coaching programs, our Facebook groups, all the different things. And we're really excited to be able to bring such an idea to life, right? Like it just started as an idea and then we brought it to life and we encourage women to do the same.
That's awesome. I am a huge proponent of starting in the Facebook group. A, it's free. But there's a group for everything. Like wherever you are in your life, whatever it is you're doing, whether it's you're a small business owner or anything else, right? Dog lovers. Like it does not matter what you're passionate about. There used to be a commercial with like people who like to rock on their front porch having a Facebook group, you know, and it's so true. Like there's so many different things and you can have such a targeted impact on yourself as well as, you know, if you're the founder doing the Facebook group, but as a person who loves belonging to them as well as running one, it's such a targeted impact on the person who's looking for that camaraderie and for that support.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And you know, when Natasha and I came together, our company was co-founded on the principle of collaboration over competition. And we were both kind of serving moms in the coaching industry, in business and helping them with their business. And we were like, how can we just come together and build an absolute empire? And that's what we did. And we really wanted to have a space where women could come and feel supported in their business, ask questions, not feel like they're alone because, you know, when you're a solopreneur, entrepreneur, it can get lonely and it can get very stressful. And sometimes you just do, like you feel like you're all alone. And to have a space where you can come and be supported all the time and promote your business. Like we encourage women to promote their business inside of our Facebook group, where a lot of Facebook groups completely do not allow that. And so that's really what we wanted. Like our original vision was just to have this big community, and being able to use Facebook groups as a tool to build that has just skyrocketed our business and really created that culture.
Oh, Kelly, do you feel heard and seen or what?
Right. I mean, that's everything that we do. Mm-hmm. So what did you do next? Like, what was the next step that you guys took? So you had your Facebook group, you built your community, and you were like, hey, we want to do this next.
Yeah. So what happened was I saw an Instagram ad to be on a TV show called Legacy Makers. And my imposter syndrome was kicking in heavily because we had only been in business for a few months. I was like, who are you to apply for this TV show? You have no experience. Tens of thousands of people apply. Only 1% get selected. What are you even doing? And I quickly hushed that voice up because I always like to say, what is the best that could happen? You know, a lot of women live in worry and fear and anxiety and are constantly thinking, what's the worst that could happen? And for me, I like to say, what's the best that could happen? Because no matter what happened, I'm going to be okay anyway. So I applied to be on the TV show. Natasha, my business partner, when I told her we were going to be on a TV show, she's an introvert. She wanted to die. And not only did they select us, but they loved us so very much that they offered us our own docuseries. So that's we could have had this docuseries be about anything in the world, but we really wanted to create something where we were showing the world where women on docuseries are more than just desperate housewives. We're creating businesses. Yeah. We're building empires. We're doing it during nap time and snack time and drop off and pick up. And we're pretty amazing at it. So that is how the Million Dollar Room was created. And one thing just kind of led to another and opportunities just kept coming for us. And that's kind of the direction that we headed in after that TV show took off.
Well, that's a lesson in itself.
Right.
Jump in. What is the best that can happen? That's the quote for the show. That's this episode's quote. What's the best that can happen? I love that. You know, because you do. You're like, should I apply for this? What? I don't deserve this. What? They wouldn't think of me. But look at you. You're proof that we should all apply. We should jump in. What's the best that could happen? I love it. So you now are going to have a docuseries. So you went from Facebook group to docuseries.
Yeah.
That's not the normal trajectory.
No, it's not. And that's the other thing. Like, we quantum leaped so much. We, with Facebook groups, we built a six-figure business in 6 months. And then a year later, we scaled to consistent six-figure months. And it just is a testament to the fact that a lot of people think that you have to go incrementally up in your business. And it doesn't have to be that way. Like, you could be making $10,000 a month, 1 month, and then all of a sudden the next month you're making $80,000 a month. Like, it doesn't have to go, you know, 10, 20, 30. You can totally quantum leap. It's possible. Ask me how I know. and that's what we help women do. Like, we had a client come to us probably about 2 months ago, and she was doing like consistent 10 to 20K a month. And she was like, I want to double that. And we were like, why? Why don't you want a 10X it? And she was like, I didn't even think of that. I just figured, how can I double this? And we were like, we're going to 10X your business. And we 10X her business in weeks, not months, not years, but weeks. And that's what we do for women in our mentorship. And just showing them what's possible, because a lot of times, like, you don't think it's possible because you don't see it. But I live in a space where women are doing $1 million cash days, and surrounding yourself by people who are doing bigger and better things than you are doing stretches you beyond belief. And that's what I love to do. I love getting in the room. I love surrounding myself with women who are doing things that I can only dream of, so that I can see what's possible. And then now I can create a path.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's another quote. Get in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another, I think, another opportunity, since we have all learned to change our perspective to what's the best that can happen, is getting in those rooms, right? You feel uncomfortable. You don't know anybody. I am a huge, huge advocate of being uncomfortable when I don't know anybody. Sometimes you just have to do it. And you get in those rooms and you surround yourself with people that are doing what you want to be doing.
Well, and it's such an important shift too, because I feel like there was so long that we were told that we had to be the smartest in the room. We had to get to that point. And it's a wonderful shift now to accept that being in a room where you can learn is incredibly important. And what can you draw from that? So I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah, I always say this. If I'm the smartest person in the room, okay, maybe I'm speaking on
you're in the wrong room.
But if I'm going into a room where I'm trying to learn and expand, I don't want to be the smartest person in the room. I want to see what other women are doing, you know, that have been doing this for years and, you know, have way more experience than me. And I actually, I'm currently traveling around the country with my husband and our twins. I was on this 2 month road trip going from event to event to event. And when I get in the room and I network, I do it differently than so many other women, because a lot of times people are either just like sitting in the back of the room. I always want to be in the front of the room. I want to be talking to everybody. I want to be taking pictures with people, getting in their DMs right there in person. Like, I don't want to exchange business cards that are going to collect dust on my desk. Like, I just network a little bit differently. And we encourage our clients and the women in our community to do the same, because you can absolutely build a business online, but there's nothing like being in person, exchanging energy with people. And that's why we created the $1 million room. Like, we wanted a room where female entrepreneurs could come together and level up. Like, we have our keynote speakers that are 7 and 8 figure, multiple 7 and 8 figure earners. And then we have our speakers, which are women who are either getting started in business, or maybe they've just hit $1 million or something like that. And then we've got the audience in the room that are aspiring to be like the women they see. And then we've got the women at home who are watching this TV show from their couch, wondering, is any of this possible for me? And the answer is yes, it is.
So tell us more about the docuseries. What is the topic? Like, what is the goal?
Yeah, we're so excited for this opportunity. It has never been done before in the industry. We are pioneering this for women for generations to come. And we are so blessed to have been given this opportunity. So the name of it is called The Million Dollar Room. And that's the name of the event. The TV show will likely be called Million Dollar Mom Society, but the event is called The Million Dollar Room. And what we're doing is we're hosting a mastermind style retreat, very luxurious, in Laguna Beach, California on November 9th through November 12th. And we're doing a lot of fun stuff. Like, we're having a welcome soiree. We're having VIP dinners. We're having on 11/11, a manifestation dinner with a soulful meditation being led by Suzanne Adams. We've got incredible keynote speakers, Forbes Riley, Jen Conkey. These are women who are doing amazing things. And then we've got a lineup of 12 speakers. Each one does a different thing in their industry, in their field. And there's just going to be a lot of value given in this room. And we have space for 150 women. We're selling tickets fast. So if anybody would like to be in the room, I would encourage you to get your ticket. And like I said, it's never been done before. It's the first of its kind. And it's the event of the year for female entrepreneurs. And then it's going to air on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, Roku, Inside Success, a bunch of different TV networks. And we're really excited to be able to bring this vision to life, not only for us, for all the speakers, the women who are attending, but for all the women in the world. It's going to reach 1 billion people in the world. So the theme is visibility, influence, and impact. And we're just really excited about it.
That's so incredible. is somebody filming the event? Like, yes, is it going to be like live filmed?
Yeah, it's we have a production company that's going to film it for the TV show.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So Million Dollar Room, November 9th.
Yeah, we'll definitely like an amazing have all that event. Information if anybody's listening and wants to attend. If there are still tickets available, of course. Is this something you always thought you wanted to do? You know, young Anissa, did you think you would always be doing something like this, helping women entrepreneurs? Is this what you know, 25-year-old Anissa thought she'd be doing for a business someday?
No way. I was raised by a single mom. We were always poor, like broke. I don't like to use the word poor. We were always, you know, my mom did the best she could, but it was like living paycheck to paycheck, and we couldn't afford this, can't have that, and a very like broke mentality, scarcity mentality. And I went through a lot of trauma, and not just in childhood, but even in adulthood, and I overcame a lot of that. And I was in a male-dominated industry for over 10 years. My mother always taught me, go to school, get a job, climb the corporate ladder, live happily ever after. So I did all those things. And then 10 years into my career, I'm like, my cup is not filled at all. And that's when I had like this spiritual awakening. And I was like, I have to help women. And when it comes to like a successful woman in corporate America, I ticked all the boxes. Like, I was making the six figures. I was working from home, flexibility, seniority, had a great boss. And, you know, at some point it was just like my cup wasn't filled. And so I had this spiritual awakening that I had to help women. And I didn't know how I was going to do that or what I was going to do, but I followed this calling that God had put on my heart. And eventually I quit my six-figure job and I bet on myself, went all in on my business. And now I make six figures a month. And it's very interesting because when I told people that I was leaving a very secure, comfortable six-figure job of 10 years, they called me lots of things. Smart wasn't one of them. you know, I got a lot of like, oh, good luck with your little online business. And now my online business is a seven-figure brand. So, you know, I always believed in myself and I didn't listen to the chitter chatter around me of people who weren't doing any of the things that I wanted to do. So when I got obsessed with personal development and I saw what was possible in the world and got into an abundance mindset instead of all the scarcity that I had been used to my whole life, everything changed. And it's hard when you have people that are in your ear that don't believe in you. But believe in yourself because you have the power to shape your own destiny.
That's good. My question was going to be, what advice do you have for people out there that have that doubt? Because usually those voices are people that are closest to us who may or may not be coming. I mean, often it's coming from a place of being, you know, just concerned, but, you know, it's not supportive, and it's very difficult when those are the people that you really need to be on your side. But do you have any other advice for the people out there who just want to do it and they know it's the right thing?
My advice is this: whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are correct. You have the power to shape your future. You can create whatever life you want to live. And surround yourself by women who are doing the things that you would love to do. I'm not telling you to not surround yourself by your friends and family, but chances are they're not going to be the people who are going to push you to go build a legacy and you know, live your dream life. Like, I retired my husband. He's 44 years old. He's a stay-at-home dad now. I get to travel all around the world. I can work from anywhere. I'm in beautiful Palm Springs, California right now. You know, it's just amazing. And I have created this life. And it's because I made a decision to do that. And I wasn't going to listen to the chitter chatter of the negativity. I was strictly listening to women who were already building lives that I wanted to live.
That's amazing.
Let's circle back to you making that decision, right? So it wasn't that, you know, today you're just working your job, living your life, and then tomorrow you decide to quit and start this new community. So how long do you think the transition was of you getting ready? Because I think a lot of people think that to start their business, they just need to give everything up right now and jump in. But that's not really feasible because you have to pay your bills. So how long do you think that transition was?
Yeah, that's not my advice at all. I'm not saying go get a job. And you know, when I had this spiritual awakening and I had this idea that, you know, I was going to be a business owner because I had helped my company scale from 7 to 8 figures. And I was like, if I can do that for somebody else's company, imagine what I could do for my own company and my own family and my own dreams. And when I started to think about this, and I just became, like I said, obsessed with the personal development. I was taking actionable steps towards this goal every single day. And it was probably a solid 6 months before I ended up leaving the job. I was building my business in the background. I was doing the moves that I needed to be done to get started. It didn't happen overnight, but every single day, like, think of it like a weight loss journey, right? I lost over 150 pounds. That didn't happen overnight, but 1 pound at a time, I got to my goal. And it's just a testament of, you know, what's possible when you stay consistent and you never give up and you believe in yourself. And again, I'm going to hammer it in. The community is so important. The people you surround yourself with and the things that you choose to feed your body and your mind, every decision you make today affects tomorrow. So take actionable steps every single day to get towards your goal and you will get.
I love that. And it's a positive response, but it's also real.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of time and a lot of work and a lot of energy to get where you want to go. And it doesn't happen overnight.
Oh,
and while you did jump from, you jumped into docuseries, that's not everybody's trajectory, but still you were able to grow this to a great point before the docuseries. I mean, you guys before that were doing books, magazines, podcasts, correct? Like wasn't just the groups.
Correct. Yeah. We really got focused on visibility. And by doing that, we created every single tier of our business. So, you know, the podcast, the anthology books where women can come and contribute chapters and get their story out there, because it's not just about us. we like to uplift other women as well and promote them and get their brand and business and mission out into the world as well. And we have the platforms to do that.
So what's next? I mean, to see how far you've come in such a short time, I mean, where do you dream to next?
So what's next for us is we actually have another TV show coming out in 2026. It's called The Million Dollar Pitch. And it will be a competition style show where female entrepreneurs can come on the show and they're competing. And the prize hasn't been announced of what it will be yet because this is still in concept phase. But we just recently signed our contract for it and we're going to have celebrity judges and women in our industry that are doing really big things as the panelists who will be judging the contestants. And that is what's next for Million Dollar Mom Society.
That's so exciting. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. So November 9th through 12th, you are in Laguna Beach, California. Kelly and I are still trying to clear our schedules.
I know. I want to so bad. I really do.
You have a chance to be on in front of a billion people. So, you know, mm-hmm. not only networking and learning and growing, but also exposure. And it's a great opportunity for everybody that gets to attend.
Yes, it really is.
So what's the best way to get tickets?
You can go to milliondollarmom.org and you can get your tickets from there.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully we can get a bossy group from Rochester and meet you out there.
Let's do it.
Or in your travels. If we don't get out to Laguna Beach, hopefully in your travels we can cross paths because we'd love to meet you in person. Like we were saying, everything's better in person. But we're fortunate to have the internet, but everything's better in person.
I agree 100%. I would love that.
Well, thank you for meeting with us today. I took a lot from this. Get in the room because what's the best that can happen?
Right. There you go. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, Anissa. Well, that was empowering.
Kelly, what is the best that can happen to you today?
Oh, gosh. Really? You're going to put me on the spot like that?
Oh, I know what the best. I am on a workcation, which is not a staycation or a vacation. It is a workcation, which means I am working from home and doing so. I was supposed to be having surgery last week, which would have made me bedbound for a couple weeks. So I put off a lot of paperwork.
Can we just talk about how sad it is that as a small business owner, we're like, if I could just have a low dose of COVID and like get quarantined, I could get so much caught up, which is like the opposite of what we just talked about with this.
I know. So, So because I put so much stuff off because I was like, I have a month of really not being at work. And now because I got shingles, I did not have surgery. and I won't be going in until January. I'm now giving myself a workcation. So I'm not going into work and I'm staying in my home office for a week and getting work done. So yeah, that's the best that can happen is that I get caught up by Friday.
All right.
So all the work that I thought I was going to do over a month, I'm going to try and get done by Friday.
We got to go bigger. We just got off this interview with Anissa. We got to go bigger, Kelly. The best that can happen, but I am just not in the headspace. But you know what? I'm going to text you by the end of the day with something much bigger.
I like that. All right. And then I make $1 million.
There you go.
Yeah.
Much bigger.
All right.
No, I do love that. And I love the importance of groups because we're obviously advocates of that and supporting women and being in the room and being around people that you want to be like.
Yeah, stop being worried about not being the smartest in the room. That's the wrong room.
Well, like, think about, like, friendships. Like, you meet someone new and you're like, oh my God, I want to be friends with that person. You don't want to be friends with that person because they suck.
Right.
They have, like, a quality that you desire, right? So it's the same thing when you're trying to improve your business growth. You got to look for those people.
Exactly.
And they might not be technically in the same industry, but leaders in similar ways.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
That was great. Mm-hmm. And visibility. Do whatever it is it takes to get yourself out there, get your business out there.
I agree.
Very cool.
Do it. And if you've got time, get out to Laguna Beach.
Right? It's a great month to go to Laguna, too, if you're in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Screw November in New York. Let's go.
Do it. I won't be on a scooter, on an e-scooter, so we can try.
Yes, the last time we talked about it, we were thinking you'd be on a knee scooter. All right, we have more talks to have, Kelly.
All right, sounds good. I'm free the rest of the day because I'm on a workcation.
This is a perfect time for all of you listeners to reach out because Kelly will be monitoring the email all week.
That's right.
BossyRock, BossyRoc at gmail.com. Bossy Rochester on all the socials and bossyrock.com for our website. And you can learn more about Bossy. You can learn about what we do. You can submit questions, listen to other episodes. And if you want to be on the podcast, also great spot.
Or sponsor the podcast.
Yes, sponsor the podcast.
Be great too.
Yes. All right, be bold.
Be brave.
Be the boss.
Be that boss.